Welcome to the wonderful adventures of Meat Junkyard.
He's just a regular guy.
I love fucking and fighting and young girls.
Just an ordinary guy.
I don't pay hookers. Fuck you.
He's ranting and he's wretched, but you know everyone wants to be friends with this regular guy.
Lick my nuts, you fucking bitch.
In episode 3, Junkyard and Mr. Hyde talk about traveling and their teenage boxing careers.
Hey, little brother.
What's up, Junkyard?
Are you ever going to come out here?
I'm not allowed in Canada, but the border won't let me in.
And I'm not allowed in the United States.
There you go. So we're gonna have to talk on the phone.
We'll have to meet on the international border.
I actually tried to sneak my way in during the last talk, and we get a lot of shows booked out there in Canada. So when I tried to sneak over the border, I pretended I was a visitor, just like a tourist.
Yeah.
They ran my name and it red flagged in the computer, and they told me next time I try to get in, they'd arrest me. So I don't want to be arrested in Canada.
Are you a house cat too?
A house cat? What does that mean?
Jail.
Oh yeah. I wouldn't say a house cat like that. I only did 6 months. I was in county for 6 months.
That's all?
Yeah, that's all. I had an assault charge and I did a 6-5 split.
You sound like you're a pretty good guy.
Yeah, well-rounded, You gotta be well-versed in the arts.
Hey, I heard you were a boxer.
Yeah, I was. I fought in the Golden Gloves, actually, 1996.
How were you?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I advanced past the first two rounds, and I got to the semifinals. I lost a decision in the semifinals.
Yeah. You went up against a good man.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, definitely. The guy was a lot more experienced than me. Your boy was telling me, you got a fun boxing story to tell me.
My dad thought I was kind of out of control when I was about, 12, 13.
Yeah, that's when I started to lose it too.
But anyway, we had a family in New Westminster, my hometown.
Okay.
They were called the Fighting Scots. There was Frankie, Keith. Who was the other one? Frankie, Keith. There were three of them.
Okay.
And anyway, my old man got me into boxing. shit. 2 months, 3 months.
Right.
And we had a tournament against the North Shore Club. And, I didn't know dick shit.
Right.
Anyway, we had a club match, and half their boxers were down with the flu. So I had to fight Frankie Scott, one of the Fighting Scots.
Right.
And these guys have been fighting since they were, 6 fucking years old.
Right.
We get into the ring, and I'm getting punched out all over the fucking ring. Three-round fight.
Right.
Well, after the second round, I felt like I'd been through a fucking windjammer.
Right.
And I went out in the third round, and I could hardly see out of my eyes. My face was swollen up like a goddamn basketball. And Frankie came in for the kill. I went to school with this guy, but he was a boxer. And he came out, and I knew I was finished. And I'm Irish. I hate losing.
Right.
And he came out at me, and I booted him right in the nuts.
Oh, okay. So he got disqualified.
That was the end of the fight.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Mr. Hyde's full-length CD, DVD, Chronicles of the Beastman, is due out July 22nd on Psychological Records. The album features appearances by Necro, Ill Bill, Slate, and more.
UGSMag.com